Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. You know, you may have noticed that I didn't release this week's regular podcast episode, and there are two specific reasons for that. First and foremost, I figured it was divine timing to be able to create a super short episode to implement some of the things that we have been talking about recently. And the reason that it's divine timing to create a short episode is because this weekend's a holiday weekend here in the U.S., and I know that normally this holiday means something a bit different to everyone, and on top of that, this year, it's got a whole new vibe and energy to it just because of everything with COVID, and now it's a three-day weekend, and everybody's going, okay, let's get out, let's do something, let's have fun, so there's a lot of that energy as well. And, of course, then there's also the normal energy, and that is, for some people, it is a time to remember and celebrate the lives of loved ones, and for others, it's a time to celebrate life with loved ones and friends and family, and for a lot of people, it's actually both. And, of course, so many of you are also in a lot of different countries now. I think we have, what, close to 90 different countries, you know, somewhere around there. And so I wanted to do something for everybody that can be simple yet energetically expansive. And so I want to talk about three quick things that you can do over this weekend or holiday weekend and just to enjoy and to continue to expand your energy. You know, in recent episodes, we have been talking about the power of presence and being more present. And a lot of people, they get it caught in their mind where it feels like presence is less important. They get kind of addicted to their thoughts all of the time and always thinking about something else or, you know, kind of, you know, just not being grounded and present, or the fact that there are so many things that are going on in our world around us that we can get caught up in electronics or different things like that. And so I just wanted to pose that question as number one is, what simple thing can you do to just be a bit more present this weekend? And as funny as it sounds, just being even more present can make you feel more loved and more connected to those around you. And so maybe it's just as simple as being more consciously aware of presence as you go throughout your weekend. So that's number one. And number two has to do with increasing love. And it's just simply, what is one thing that you could do to increase love this weekend? Maybe it's you call somebody who you love and just tell them how much you love them, or somebody you haven't reached out to in a while, or maybe you're really present and express love towards somebody, or do something thoughtful or kind or caring for somebody you love. And you might be thinking to yourself that you're already somebody who is thoughtful and caring and kind and loving towards those you love, and you're normally expressing it, which is wonderful. And maybe then this one means reaching out to somebody you haven't reached out to in a while, or a parent, or making a special call to somebody to just increase love a bit more. So that's number two. And number three is very simple, and it is, what is one extra thing that you could do that would make you smile even bigger or make you feel more loved? So food for thought this weekend, and my hope is that you take these three things and just take a few minutes to think of something simple you can do. You know, when you stop and think about it for a moment, a lot of times we'll think about energy as being something that's extremely esoteric, and I see people do that all of the time, and they forget about their emotions, you know, the emotion of feeling love, feeling connected, feeling included, smiling, laughing, all of those things. And so my hope for you this weekend, whether it's a holiday or whatever country you are in, my hope is simply that you bring in even more of these positive emotions and this positive energy into your weekend. Now, I mentioned in the beginning that there were two reasons that I didn't release the regular episode, and that was number one, is because I wanted to respect the weekend, celebrate life, and bring in positive energy and implement a couple of the things that we have been talking about to just lift and expand some energy in your life, to have just some implementation. So that's one reason. And the second reason is because the episode that I was going to originally release has so many powerful insights in it that I wanted to be able to give you time to actually reflect on that episode. And so I'm going to go ahead and release that episode next week during the week when you'll have time to really reflect, because again, it's expansive. All right, so with that, again, keeping it short and sweet, my hope is that you take these simple things and implement them into your life to just expand your happiness, your smile, your presence, and your energy. All right, so that said, it has been such a pleasure connecting with you, sending out positive energy to you and everybody listening in, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. I'll see you there. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.